had arrived at last. Hello, Squirrel. Did you have a good sleep?
Morning, Doctor.
It was time to tidy up the garden. There were lots of chores to be done, so all of us got down to work. Or nearly all of us, anyway. Dennis and the two rabbits, Benji and Freddy, were expert at digging, while Ringo and Tingo were responsible for planting the seeds. Pruning was another important job. Short back and sides. Why not take a rest for a while?
We can't. Not while there's so much left to do.
I know. Let's build a digging machine.
Yeah.
There.
Dennis, go ahead.
Oh, no, not you again.
Dear, the begonias. My word, an ancient urn.
Rubbish. I'd just chuck it away, if I were you.
We examined our discovery carefully. We were all intrigued to find out how old it was.
There's no peace round here.
But our researches came to nothing.
If only it could tell us its story.
How ridiculous.
Oh!
That's it. Nobby, you're a genius. We'll turn the multi-whereabouts machine into a multi-when-abouts machine. We'll then be able to find out everything about the vase.
All that genius, just for a stupid old vase.
Ah, that ought to work now. Oh, that's where the vase came from.
Who were they, Doctor?
Phoenician traders. They came from the Middle East and they sailed all around Europe to trade with people.
Can we see more history?
Certainly. Hand me another book. Now our machine could show us all sorts of scenes from history. With the exception of one of us, we have all learned something today.
Thanks for the show, Doctor, but we must go back to work.
It's finished? I'll bet there weren't any mice in history.
There's a mouse, Nobby. What we saw on the screen was Huacapoca. It was a civilization that arose in South America, oh, thousands of years ago.
Now that's the way to treat a mouse.
What has got into him?
I'll teach Snuggles and the rest to have respect for a mouse. You'll see when I've got that costume.
We all continued with our work. And for once, Nobby was hard at work as well.
This should be perfect for my new costume.
He thought that once he had made himself a Huacapocan costume, everybody would respect him.
Doctor! Doctor! It's Winnie Vinegar! Bottle, she's coming here, and she's in a foul temper.
What's happening, Doctor?
Oh, I expect that must be Winnie.
Calm down! Oh, stop! Just quieten down, you. Oh, hello, Snuggles. Dennis.
Hello, Winnie. What's the matter?
You simply must help me. You see, it's my broomstick.
Well, why don't we talk about it over a cup of tea?
Ah, now I am a mouse to be reckoned with.
Most delicious tea, Snuggle.
Hello. Hello there.
You look ridiculous.
Ridiculous? Me?
You wouldn't believe it. Yesterday, that wretched broom threw me into a pool of mud.
So my costume's no good, eh?
So really, I do hope you can mend it.
Kazoo, Shazam! What a mouse I am! Kazoo, Shazam!
That's Nobby. Come on, we better see what he's up to.
Kazoo, Shazam!
Nobby?
Hey, come over here, you two. And start treadling. Kazoo, Shazam! I want that costume this instant.
We'd better tell Dr. Snuggles.
Look there.
What is that?
Just take a look.
You're right, it must be him.
The Mouse King has returned.
What should we do?
Oh, he's awakened up.
Oh, my head. Where on earth are... Crumbs.
This is Huacapuca, sire.
Welcome.
You just stay away from me. Shazoo! Shazam! Just go away! Cripes.
Please don't harm us.
Our people have long awaited your arrival.
Oh, yes, O Mouse King. We are your loyal subjects.
Mouse King, eh? That doesn't sound so bad to me. Tell me, what is your cheese like here?
Our cheese? Why, it is the best in the world.
Lead on, subjects. But watch out, or I'll make more flashes.
We had just finished a delicious cup of tea.
Come quickly, Dr. Snuggles! Nobby stole Winnie's wand, and now he's disappeared.
My wand? The fool!
We hurried after the rabbits to the multi-winabouts machine where Nobby had disappeared. Nobby had left a trail of destruction.
It's still warm, Doctor.
We saw that Nobby was stuck 50,000 years into the past. We had to rescue him somehow. We must visit Woogie. He knows all about time and that sort of thing. It would have taken too long to repair Dreamy Boom Boom. Instead, we quickly mended Winnie's broom.
Here we are, Doctor.
Are we all comfortable?
Oh, definitely not.
It wasn't really very comfortable, but the broom was running excellently, I thought. We made a perfect landing at the Lavender Lullaby and spotted Woogie at once.
Hello, Doctor. What can I do for you?
Woogie soon got to grips with our problem.
Rescue Nobby from Huacapoca.
And my wand. The little wretch has got my wand.
There's only one way I know to travel back through time. You must follow the rainbow at the speed of light.
Oh dear, since Nobby broke the Dreamy Boom Boom, we simply can't travel that fast.
I'm sure the cosmic cat will be able to help you out.
We set off at once to see the cosmic cat. We went straight to Granny Toots, where we thought we'd find the cosmic cat.
Well, hello, everyone. I have a solution to your problem.
How does he even know what it is?
He just always does, Winnie.
Well, here you are.
We'd never fit into that thing.
Now, take the engine, Doctor. Put it in any of your vehicles, and you will be able to travel faster than light.
We returned to Snugwood as fast as we could. I knew just what to use for the time craft.
What on earth is that?
It's my Wormmobile. I made it once to travel through the Earth, and now it will be able to fly faster than the speed of light as well. Winnie, our time-mobile. After you, my dear.
You don't expect me to travel in that thing, do you?
Oh, you don't want your wand back.
Oh, well.
Our time-mobile was ready to take off. It worked perfectly, just as I thought it would. And in no time at all, we reached the Lavender Lullaby. Woogie pointed out to us which direction we should follow along the rainbow. Any second now, we would be traveling at the speed of light and going backwards through time.
Oh, feel strange, Doctor.
It's too cramped in here. Stop, Snuggles. I want to stretch my legs.
We still had a few thousand years to travel, but there was no arguing with Winnie once her mind had been made up.
Oh, what a view! Oh, the volcanoes! Oh, just smell the sulfur! I must get some! I'm almost running out of it, and it's so useful!
Don't go too far, Winnie.
It's no good, Doctor. She can't hear.
Wow!
Look, Doctor, over there.
Whereabouts, Dennis? Wait. It was a Tyrannosaurus Rex in a bad...
Help!
We had to rescue her.
Keep away, you brute! Keep away! Well, I never.
Get in quickly.
Oh, and I didn't even get my sulfur.
Estimated arrival in Huacapoca in a few seconds.
Now I wonder where we'll find Nobby.
I'll turn him into a newt when I get my wand back.
Yes, the Winabout machine showed Nobby going into one of those temples. No one here. The next two temples were empty as well. We began to think we'd never find anyone.
Quickly, come here.
Good afternoon. Don't be afraid. We're only looking for our friend.
And my wand.
You gave me a fright.
He's a little mouse.
Like this.
Oh, you are friends of the Mouse King.
The Mouse King?
Oh, yes. And today is the day he's going to fight the Cat King.
Who is the Cat King?
There he is. He lives at the end of the river under the mountain, you see. He has terrified us for generations, so we send him offerings of food to appease him. And look, there. That's the Mouse King who has come to defeat the terrible cat.
Have you actually seen the Cat King?
No, it's all in the carvings. But the Mouse King has come just as he was foretold.
But how do we get to see the Mouse King?
Just come with us, strangers.
The soldiers led us towards the Mouse King's temple. It was obviously a very secret place. Dennis didn't like the idea of not being able to find a way back out if necessary. He didn't have a very sweet tooth anyway.
Here are the strangers, O Mouse King.
Good. Leave us, guards. They will make excellent servants.
Nobby. Nobby was certainly enjoying his new position of eminence. Winnie, however, was not amused.
Where's my wand, you little wretch?
Wand? What wand? Who needs a wand? There's masses of cheese here.
I said, where is my wand?
The king's about to be deposed, Doctor.
If you must know, it fell in the river and floated away.
Floated away? My beautiful wand? You horror!
It is time to do battle against the Cat King, Your Majesty.
Me? Cat King? You must be joking. Help! Let me go! I don't want to fight anyone.
I suppose the Whackapokans ought to have warned Nobby about what he had let himself in for. But it was too late for him to do anything about it now. Dennis thought it would be a good idea to fetch the time-mobile if he could. Winnie and I were going to stay with the brave Mouse King.
Make a way for the Mouse King!
Prepare the Mouse King's raft.
Nobby? Is this the river you dropped my wand into? Now, maybe I'll be able to get it back.
It occurred to me that the Cat King may well have that wand. Anyway, we were allowed to go with Nobby.
I don't want to be a rotten Mouse King.
It was a terrifying journey. But after a little, we seemed to be going less fast. And then we were back in the open, where I supposed Nobby was to fight the Cat King.
Oh, I don't like this place at all.
We have never been sent anything like that before.
I suppose we better take them to the chief.
Crumbs, the Cat King's got me.
Cat King? What's he jabbering about?
Leave me alone. I'm perfectly capable of walking by myself.
I suppose that the Huacapokans must have been sending rafts down the river for generations. There were so many of them.
This lot came down the river, Chief.
My wand!
Wait, Winnie. Who knows what he may do with that wand?
I'm not eating that.
Eat us? You bet your boots you're not going to eat us. You stuffed up imitation rat.
Why doesn't she shut up? Maybe we ought to eat her after all. Just to take them away. We'll decide what to do with them later.
I could get us out of here if only I had my wand.
While I was telling the guard that we probably wouldn't be very good to eat, Nobby took his chance to slip away.
That rude woman seemed interested in this thing.
I'll get that silly wand back.
My tail!
I've got it!
My wand! Got it! Quickly now, let's see. Mystic spirits, mortals mere, this is my spell. Get us out of here!
Oh no! A landslide!
This time, Winnie's magic wand had caused real trouble.
Hello, Doctor. What's happening?
A landslide. We have to escape.
All of us. There's only one thing to do. We all hurried to the river. Cat King never existed. And by the same token, nor did the Mouse King.
But we would never have been reunited without him.
Stay and live with us. We will give you anything you want.
Anything I want? Cheese. Mountains of cheese.
You will have as much cheese as you can eat.
I've got my wand now. Let's go.
Yes, Doctor. Let's be off. Home.
Yes, back to Snugwood. Miss Nettles will be waiting for us.
Home? Snugwood? Miss Nettles?
Goodbye, Nobby.
Well, I live under the stove in the kitchen. I want to go home too. Wait for me. Don't go! Let me in! Let me in!
And with Nobby, we were all looking forward to getting home.
Goodbye.